It's episode 170 of the Hot Pod Podcast.
I'm Dirty A. That's the name suggests. We're going to talk about a hodgepodge of topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, we'll be talking about a bunch of movies, including Mission Impossible Fallout, Christopher Robin, and Black Klansman. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com. Or look for us on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe. Or head on over to Facebook. Search for the Hodgepodge Podcast. And like our page. It's been a while since our last episode. Long while. Last one we did was Ant-Man. But I've been busy, sorry.
Stuff going on.
Traveling. And I'm in a play now. That's in September. You're in the Holly Springs, North Carolina area.
Come see it.
Come see it. It's the second weekend in September.
Well, just two weekends, right? So
that's... Well, we'll see about that. Oh. Yeah. That's...
Okay.
That's an interesting problem.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that's an interesting...
The weekend I could go.
It'll end up being possibly the... about the same amount of shows. Because if we don't end up doing that second weekend, they're going to push us into Sunday. And we'll do two shows on Sunday.
Okay.
But we'll end up doing... one on Thursday, one on Friday, two on Saturday, two all on right. Sunday.
I get back on that Friday.
So oh, okay, okay. Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're supposed to be, but they don't know if that other theater is going to be ready yet.
Oh, I see.
It's like...
Well, are they already selling tickets, though? What are they going
to
do?
Not to that theater. They're only selling tickets to the Holly Springs right now.
Okay.
And they haven't added those other two shows yet. They're supposed to find out, I think, this Wednesday.
Okay.
What's going on. But anyway.
Cool.
It's called Drop Dead. It's a...
You drop dead, you son of a bitch.
All right. It's a murder mystery farce, so it's a very funny comedy, and great cast, and if I have the time, there could be a podcast about it, but we'll see.
Excellent.
We'll see what happens. People get in my way.
Cannot have it.
What's going on in movie news? I just saw something on Collider Heroes just now that Tom Cruise is rumored to possibly be Hal Jordan in for DC, but we'll see if that pans out.
I'd be okay with that. I could see that.
I could see that happening, but I don't know how much truth there is to that rumor. Crazy Rich Asians.
Depends on how many thetans he can expel between now and then.
Right, exactly. Crazy Rich Asians is the number one movie at the box office. The Meg has made a bunch of money, inexplicably.
I could talk about The Meg, but I don't want to.
Yo, you did see it,
I
didn't
did
you?
See The Meg, yes. I did see The Meg.
I had no desire to see that movie whatsoever.
Saw it in Raleigh, the IMAX in Raleigh.
Oh my God. Downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I spent all the money on it. I guess the big news is not even really movie news. It's about that rascally MoviePass.
Oh, yeah.
That rascal. They are...
Did you cancel?
Oh,
are you sure?
They are changing the rules daily on that thing.
When I canceled, it has like comments. Like, right. Well, why are you canceling? I was like, where do I start?
They were going to raise the... Because basically they're going bankrupt. Because it's an unsustainable service. So they were going to go bankrupt. They borrowed like $5 million or something like that. And then it just started going to shit. And then they said they were going to raise the prices. And you couldn't go see certain movies. You couldn't go on like a certain days.
Certain
and,
times.
Right. And so I went to go... I can't remember if I even used it one last time, but... My billing date was like the next day, and I said, well, fuck this. And I said, cancel, and I canceled that shit.
I canceled the day of my next bill. I didn't know at the time, but so I still got a month left. It's not like it's awful. But I don't want to deal with...
It's not what they promised.
I don't want to deal with daily changes of the
service. That's what they're doing. And then they said, oh, no, now you can do this and everything. But now it's only three movies a month. But then now they've just gone back to, no, they're restricting some movies you can't watch. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid. I ended up getting the...
AMC?
No. There's just
the
no good...
The Raleigh? The
Carmike
one?
Cinemark,
sorry.
I got Cinemark's, which is $8.99 a month. You get one free movie a month, and they roll over if you don't use them. And then every other movie you see after that is $8.99.
You'll never see that rollover.
No, I never will. No, I never will. I used it like immediately as soon as I got it. I went to go see Three Identical Strangers, which is a fantastic.
Oh my God, I want to see that.
It's a fantastic documentary.
That's high on my list.
Yeah. And that and the Mr. Rogers is fantastic. Yeah, and then you also get 20% off your concessions. All concessions, even like the food. Like if I got a burger there, it's 20% off, which is great.
That's nice.
So, and I love that theater. So, I go there all the time. So it just makes it more reason to go there. I mean, the AMC by us just down the road, it's sad because it's like literally like 5 minutes up the road. The theater sucks. I hate it. And then the other one is in Durham at South Point. And it's a nice theater, I guess, but they haven't renovated it yet. They haven't like renovated the seats or anything. So it's still like the old shitty seats and stuff like that. And it's, and I hate the way they do their concessions. Like they give you the big cup and then you go over,
fill it up.
You got to fill it up in the Coke
freestyle,
machine.
Freestyle.
Yeah, the freestyle machine, which is fine, but there's nowhere to like put your fucking drink.
Nah,
you're basically putting
popcorn,
your drink in the garbage.
Like, you probably got to set your popcorn like on the trash can.
I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
Like
here?
A stand somewhere, man.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Just put like a couple tables there. It's like that's all you got
to
do.
On an unrelated note, with all this stuff coming out, I'm now going a lot more to Cinebistro and going bankrupt. Okay, take two people to Cinebistro, it's like $80.
Jesus Christ.
They're like, God damn.
You shouldn't be doing that.
But it's delicious food. It's really high quality stuff. It's the best popcorn around, I'll tell you that much.
And we might as well be boycotting our Regal Cinema nearby us because they had a Trump table down there, so fuck them. I saw on Reddit that the manager was, and you may have seen this online, because it popped up on Reddit and stuff like that, and it went viral on the internet that Dinesh D'Souza, that master filmmaker,
documentarian,
masturbator, this group, the Republican group or something in town, bought two theaters. And basically, this manager went on to Reddit to explain what happened. And he says, basically, once that happens, corporate handles all that stuff. And once that happens, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And they put up a Trump 2020 table, and people took pictures, and they went viral.
I don't blame Regal for that. They bought out the theaters, and you know that's you know if something Democrats could do that too. If there was anyone who were Michael Moore, maybe.
Yeah, with Michael Moore's movie, yeah. Which I'm sure is going to be not great either. So it's like, but anyway. Let's get into these movies because there's a lot of movies to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
We can start with, let's start with Christopher Robin.
What a delight.
What a delight.
It was very good.
I mean, really liked it.
It was safe because it was for kids.
Of course.
But man, it was a really fun movie.
Yeah.
And, all the characters were wonderful. I mean, you know the characters, but I mean the voices were wonderful. So.
The CGI was great for Pooh and his friends. Ewan McGregor's really good in it as Christopher Robin. Hayley Atwell's good in it for how much she's in it, but she's not in it that much, which is a crime. But it was cute. It was a really sweet movie. It wasn't nearly as much like Hook as I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was just going to be a straight rip-off of Hook.
Yeah, no,
just with Winnie the Pooh.
This is a legit, like...
He didn't forget them. Like, he knows who they are.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like, it's
exactly
just,
right.
It's just his life
that,
just
that,
went
that,
on.
That was just his kid.
Right.
He was his childhood, and he probably...
Right.
Played it off as
right.
That was me as a child.
Right.
And imaginary friends and such.
Right. So, But yeah, it was, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. It got, I guess, mixed reviews, I guess.
I was pretty confused because I don't understand, for what it was supposed to be, which
right.
is a child's movie, a kid's
right.
movie, I felt like, why is it getting such harsh criticism?
Because people were like, it's, you know, it's predictable and blah, 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 but it's like...
It's a child's movie.
Yeah.
For gosh sake. It's not, you know, what do you
I don't know how you, I don't know how you vote against Pooh Bear.
It was really good.
He was adorable.
It was, you know, like classic Pooh-isms throughout the movie.
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah, constant.
You know,
yeah, constant.
They didn't try to reinvent No. The Pooh formula.
No, like, yeah, they didn't do some crazy, like, yeah, 90s thing where they make him, like, a hip-hop artist or some
exactly.
No,
it was just wonderfully classic Winnie the Pooh. I really, really liked it. You know,
I'm going to drop a sick beat, Christopher Robin. Yeah.
Brad Garrett was great as Eeyore.
Oh, he was Eeyore.
He was
yeah.
wonderful.
Peter Capaldi as Rabbit.
As the Rabbit, yeah.
I
don't remember who played Piglet.
I know, I just can't remember.
Pooh was actually
the guy who does
while, yeah.
right, the guy who's been doing Pooh forever.
Yeah,
Jim Cummings.
Yeah, yeah, for quite a while.
Yeah,
anyway, yeah.
But yeah, it was really really good. I really enjoyed it. So
I mean, you know, there's no, I don't see a sense in delving into the plot of this one. It was just it's very simple. You know, he's
right.
He's grown up and kind of, you know, losing his family to work and enter Pooh and Friends to help him see the light.
Right, right. Yeah, just really cute. It's really cute and enjoyable. Go see Christopher Robin. Take your kids.
Yeah.
Or don't. Just be the creepy guy in the theater like I was.
And then look at all the memes afterwards because they're hilarious.
Yes.
Not in the theater. Not in the theater.
Right, right. Yeah, they are funny. What should we talk about next? Equalizer 2.
Okay.
We both saw Equalizer 2. This is obviously the sequel to The Equalizer, which came out, I think they said like 2014 or something like that. Or was it 2015? Maybe it was 2015. I keep seeing
2015.
I keep seeing like all these dates for these movies when they came out, and I'm just like, did I lose a year or something like that? Was I like in a coma for a year?
You know, the funny thing is, the script of this movie mm-hmm. was actually supposed to be used for Christopher Robin.
Sure.
And,
yeah, right.
And it got shelved, so they went and used it for Equalizer 2.
Right.
So, funny anecdote.
And this, yeah, funny false anecdote. So this time, Denzel Washington plays the Equalizer. What's his name? Robert McCall. And he's not saving no strange girl this time. This is all about his own personal shit. And Melissa Leo, and it's in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away. Melissa Leo gets killed.
Yeah, I mean, that's
she was like his friend and his CIA handler and stuff like that. She gets killed, and then he goes on a hunt to find out who killed her and why. And then he also befriends this kid that's in his building and stuff like that, and tries to kind of redirect his life. So he kind of represents the Chloe Grace Moretz of
yes,
the first film.
Like,
except he's actually in the entire movie and doesn't disappear for the whole middle of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. unlike Chloe Grace Moretz, though, that was just kind of, she was almost like the MacGuffin of that movie to keep it going forward.
Right.
This is actually a little side plot that kind of integrates into a little bit of
the main
plot.
Yeah.
So.
I think I actually liked this one better than the first one.
No, I did not like it.
Just because I liked how they made it personal for him. I liked how they made it personal for him. Because that was one of my biggest complaints about the first one, where, you know, he's supposed to be helping this girl, and then all of a sudden it's like, she vanishes. Like, she vanishes for, like, the bulk of the movie. And then she finally shows up at the end, and she goes, thank you for helping me! It's like,
I mean, that was personal, too, though. He knew her. It's not like he didn't know
sort
her.
Sort
He saw her, like, every single night. They kind of talked.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing as...
No.
My best friend just got murdered. Yeah. You know, so... but I liked it better, personally.
I don't think I liked it better, but it was good.
Right.
It just didn't strike me the way the first one did.
I mean, I would say the worst thing you could say about this, and this actually got, the reviews were just slightly worse than the first one, but I'd say they're, at the very least, they're comparable, both movies. I mean,
would you say they were
equal? Yes, I would say they're equal.
Oh,
hit you.
Yeah, I mean, especially for today's standards for action movies.
Yeah.
This is one of those, just like the first one, kind of a breath of fresh air in action movies where it's just pure action and they don't try to cram too much in there, and it's very straightforward what you want to see in an action, what I want to see in an action movie anyway. This is the best thing in the whole damn movie is when he goes to who ends up being, we'll call it the enemy's house.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that show's great. He's got the daughter.
Yeah.
He's like, come on. Yeah. It's like, oh, cold-blooded.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. You know what movie I'm really looking forward to is Axel.
Oh, yeah.
Comes out this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Did you watch that trailer and just go, I thought this was Bumblebee?
Well, and then they have that Alpha movie that comes out.
Apparently that got good reviews.
Yeah, but it's like.
That already came out. That came out this past
weekend.
Yeah,
it's like that. That's. I think that's like the prequel to this.
Yeah. Right. Now it's a robot dog.
Right.
But I was watching I saw the trailer for that Axel movie. I'm just like, this is the same freaking trailer to Bumblebee.
Now, you know what it is. I didn't think Bumblebee at all. You know what I thought? Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
It's freaking Short Circuit.
You know what I thought? Earth to Echo. Oh. So,
But, yeah, that doesn't look so good. But, no, yeah, Equalizer 2 is good.
Yeah.
Check it out. I guess it's out of the theaters probably by now. But
it's probably still playing somewhere, but it might be
It's worth watching if you want just a solid action flick.
I saw Teen Titans Go to the movies, which was fucking hilarious. You should totally go see that.
I did not.
Oh, my God. But you saw that thing I posted.
Yeah. Very funny.
Upbeat.
Let's run over in
there. That's a cop. We got to get out of here. It's really, really funny. It's fucking hilarious. Especially if you like the DC movies or the DC characters, at least. It's really funny.
So no one will like this movie?
Shut up. Wonder Woman was good. And then you saw The Meg, which you did not like.
I just thought, so it felt really long.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like two or three. It's one of those things where, oh, they got it. Oh, that's bad. Oh, they got, no, it's bad. You know, like three movies, three different endings.
It's like a horror movie, so, basically.
And the way they marketed it was really odd because, the trailers make it look like it's part comedy.
Right.
There's more humor in there than maybe not.
Right.
There's no humor in
there. Oh, really?
It's
super serious?
It's super serious.
That's dumb. No, you can't do a movie like that and have no comedy
in it. It's no comedy.
Apparently.
Like it's comedic in that the movie's terrible.
Right.
But it's not, and I was very perplexed by that.
Apparently Jason Statham was not happy with how it ended up.
I would not be either.
Because I think the movie he signed up for was supposed to be like a rated R movie and all this kind of stuff, and it ended up not being
this
that.
This is not good.
It's making money.
Yeah, I mean.
It's made like $300 million worldwide.
It's got that summer appeal, I guess.
I guess. Which one do you want to talk about first? The Klansman, or do you want to talk about?
No, let's save that one.
You want to save that for last? Okay. Yeah. So, Mission Impossible Fallout was a big winner this summer. And I have to say, I wrote this because I did a bunch of capsule reviews because I got so freaking behind on my reviews. I just jammed 12 movies into one review. And it's arguably the best movie of the summer, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought Mission Impossible
it was fantastic.
So
when
good.
We talk about... When I talk about like The Equalizer, with that's the action movie you expect.
Right.
I mean, this is it. The pinnacle.
Oh my God, it was like
very good.
Not just because first of all, you're watching the movie and you're watching all the stunts and stuff like that, and you're like, that's Tom Cruise. Like Tom Cruise does it all. I think he has a death wish personally, but like in the helicopter scene, he's flying the freaking helicopter.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's crazy. And they actually showed the part where he actually broke his freaking ankle. And then he pulls himself up the building and he limps off camera. And that was like literally when he broke his ankle.
That's why they want to use him for Green Lantern. He'll actually wield the ring.
Right. The real ring.
The real ring. He'll just do that shit.
So.
It's an awesome movie.
It's so good.
And that said, not in a surprising way, because this franchise,
they put out. Yeah, ever
very,
since.
Very
like,
good movies.
The first one was good. The first one was really good.
The third one was my favorite.
The second one was not good. That was the John Woo one.
Yeah.
The third one, I thought the third one was just okay. It's great
one.
Because it's got
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's the best part.
Yeah.
But I didn't like Michelle.
He's not in it that much.
Actually. Yeah, I didn't like Michelle Monaghan and the whole angle with the wife. I didn't like that angle, honestly.
Well, they come back to that one in the.
They do, but then what happened was starting with the fourth one, they've been on the streak where like the fourth one was great, the fifth one was great.
Ghost Protocol was the fourth one, right?
And Rogue Nation
and
was
Rogue
the fifth
Nation.
One. And now this is Fallout. This is the sixth one. And I would say this is arguably the best one since the first one for me.
This is my favorite one of the series.
Because the script, Christopher McQuarrie, he's the first director to come back to do two Mission Impossible movies. Every other one has had a different director. But he has been involved in the writing of 4, 5, and 6. And he wrote the script.
You can tell. It's very tight. Everything's interwoven nicely.
He wrote the script for this one. And the script is phenomenal. It's so good. Like, I was sitting there trying to, like, find any holes or something, and there's none.
But, it's not as if they're not, like, right moments. But it's Mission Impossible.
It's Mission Impossible. Yeah, it does get a little ridiculous when you're just like, come on, you wouldn't be. But it's
so
really good.
It's super fun.
Henry Cavill is fantastic in this movie.
Also, shout out to whoever edited the trailers.
Yeah.
Because they didn't give anything away. Like, you think one thing about the trailers make you think one thing, and it not at all happening.
I did call it, though, when in the movie. I'm like, oh, okay, well, all right.
Well, once you're in the movie, But I'm just saying, like,
they really did. No, you're
right.
The trailers didn't give anything away.
And that's what trailers always do now. Yeah. So I was very happy about that.
Right.
Like, Henry Cavill's character, I thought he was just outright going to be the... Well, he was, but... I thought he was just going to flat out be evil villain guy. And I don't know. I don't know where he was.
Right.
He wasn't.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Simon, a twist.
Simon Pegg's in this one. Ving Rhames is in this one again. And they're great. Also, they brought back Rebecca Ferguson, who was really good in this.
Alec Baldwin
was hilarious in this. Angela Bassett plays like I think she's the head of the CIA.
Head of the CIA, yeah.
I couldn't remember what her actual. I know she was with the CIA, but I couldn't remember like what her position
or whatever,
was.
Whatever the head of the CIA is.
And it was just great. It was just a great, great movie.
Unfortunately, though, since this movie's been released, Donald Trump has revoked her security clearance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Definitely go see Mission Impossible. It's still in the theater. It's still making money in the theaters. It's
really fun.
It's really good.
I guess
it's a fantastic action movie. I would go see it again too. Yeah. It's a fantastic movie. It's so good. And say what you want about Tom Cruise and his Scientology and his personal life. He's a hell of a fucking movie star.
He is.
I mean, he's probably the last movie star we've got. The Rock. I would say The Rock is coming close, but. The Rock has a lot of stinkers too.
Well, Tom Cruise did too.
But then, I was just gonna say.
You're forgetting his big lull before he had an upswing.
Then again, the Mission Impossible is like really the only thing that makes a lot of money for him.
Yeah, I mean, Edge of Tomorrow was fantastic, but
that movie was such a. I mean, they're gonna make a sequel, but it was.
That movie should have gotten an attraction.
It should have gotten more eyes on it than it did. That movie was fantastic.
It's because of that title.
I know.
It didn't work.
They should, yeah, they, it's true.
It is true. But it was still stupid to change it for
on
the DVD.
Yeah, that was dumb.
But, I mean, you're right. He's kind of like the last action hero.
Yeah.
I mean, he does, like
he's
you said,
55.
He does all his own stunts. He makes old school classic action movies.
Yeah, he does,
And he say what you will about his personal life, but he knows... Yeah. He's got an eye for, picking a movie,
and rumors I've been hearing,
that's why I'd love to see him as Hal Jordan.
Yeah, I think he'd be great as Hal Jordan. Quick shout out if you watch. I don't know if you go on Collider or anything like that, it's been so long since we had an episode. They lost one of their great personalities on there, John Schnepp, who was a massive comic book fan, his term the sweaties, and it was really sad. He got real sick, and then all of a sudden, and then he had a stroke, and then like a catastrophic stroke, and then he passed away a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, I guess, maybe about a month ago.
Yeah, I did not know him. His work,
right?
But, yeah,
he was on Movie Talk with Collider, and he's done a ton of stuff too. He did a documentary called "The Death of Superman Lives," which was the Tim Burton movie.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah. What happened? He did that.
Oh,
He was one of the creators and directors of what's that show called? The cartoon Metalocalypse on Cartoon Network. And just he just came across as being, I mean, I never met him. I wanted to meet him someday at like a Comic-Con or something like that, but
I'll take it back. I guess I do know his work a little bit.
And he did Collider Heroes on Collider, which was their comic book and superhero movie talk show, which was great. And he seemed like a really, really cool guy, just a really nice guy, just a very approachable guy. And that's what they all said after he passed. They're like, the guy you saw on here was that was John. That's him. And sad that he's gone. But the reason why I mention him is not just because, you know, pay tribute to him, but also it's because, how was that?
Thunder, yeah.
Oh, man, again. But also because when he was doing Heroes, and they've continued doing Heroes, they have Amy Dallin and Koi Jandro are now the hosts. But he was talking about how before Comic-Con, he's like, what I would love to see is, you know, Chris McQuarrie, they announce him as the director of Man of Steel 2 with Henry Cavill, because now they've worked together on Mission Impossible.
Sure.
So I don't know if that's a real thing or if it was just a pipe dream thing, but I would love if Chris McQuarrie came and wrote and directed Man of Steel with Henry Cavill. That'd be fantastic.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we didn't talk about any of the... We can talk about that after the Comic-Con stuff.
Oh, sure.
The trailers and all that crap. Sure. So now, you know, Mission Impossible Fallout is arguably, you know, the best movie of the year so far. But there's another movie that I saw, that we saw.
And I'm not sure what best movie of the year.
That I would say rivals it, which is Spike Lee's Black Klansman. This movie is based on a true story. And it's about... the first African American police officer in Colorado Springs. It's set in the 70s, and his name is Ron Stallworth, and he's played by Denzel Washington's son, in real life, and so you still have that Spike Lee Denzel connection in this movie. And
if you notice, maybe you didn't, because I've seen the movie so many times, he actually uses the same. Some of the same score from Inside Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He uses some of the same camera techniques, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, like
the rolling, the rolling guy. Yeah. But this movie, and Adam Driver is also in it as well, and what happens, the basic story is that Ron Stallworth was a newly minted detective in the Colorado Springs Police Department. And he
actually, he wasn't. I think he was just a mailroom guy first. Like
he was the evidence room guy. But then they bumped him up to detective, and because they wanted him to be like the new. It's almost like L.A. Confidential, where like they wanted him to be like the future of the police
force. Yeah, they wanted this face,
right? And he decides to he's reading the paper and he sees an ad for the Ku Klux Klan, basically. Like an advertisement saying, yeah, call us, join the Klan. And then, so he's like, all right. So he calls them, and then he starts like saying, yeah, I hate all the blacks, and blah, blah, blah. He's going on. And then, like, you watch all the white cops slowly turn and watch him talk to the Klan.
Yeah, they're all just doing their own thing, and all of a sudden, though.
Like, I mean, the best is Adam Driver just like slowly turning, like, it's in the trailer, but he's just like, what? And he ends up working with Adam Driver to infiltrate the Klan,
right? Because
they need a white guy.
Clearly, he can't go in. But.
And it's a fantastic movie. It's Spike Lee's best movie probably since Inside Man. It's so good, and everybody's great in it. And it's the girl who he dates a student protest leader, and if you thought she looks familiar, that's Liz from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, right.
Laura Harrier.
Sure.
Yeah. And the movie is It's got a lot of dark humor in it because it's not a funny situation, but it is because it's so absurd.
Situational right. comedy.
It's so absurd that like this black guy was able to just completely pull the wool over these idiots' eyes and be like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you could say anything negative about this movie, it might be that sometimes it takes itself a little too light, that you don't get just how dangerous a given situation is.
I can see that, but at the same time, I don't know.
I'm splitting hairs, right?
Like when they took him to do the lie detector test.
Right.
I mean that's
tense. Legit tense.
That's tense as shit.
Yeah.
Because that guy was crazy.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that guy was Michael Biehn, but he's too young to be him. Yeah. But he looks like Michael Biehn
a little bit. Yeah.
He's from Vikings. That guy. Yeah. And then the other guy, you know who the other guy was, who was the leader of the group?
The
local leader?
The head local.
You know who that is, right?
No, who was that?
That's fucking the husband from fucking Blacklist. I'm looking at him. I'm like, where do I know that guy from? I looked at him. I'm like, oh, it's that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you, Blacklist. And of course, Topher Grace plays David Duke.
Red Reddington is her father.
I know Red Reddington's her father. I knew from episode one. Have they even revealed that yet? Have they
totally revealed it? I quit watching. You'd be happy to know that.
That show sucks.
But yeah. Topher Grace is David Duke.
Yeah.
And that the encounters, clearly phone conversations between him and Ron Stallworth are
hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. It's funny when he's got him on the phone, he's saying all this shit and all the cops are around listening. He's like, they're laughing at him.
Yeah, the very end is priceless.
And I think what happened was, I read somewhere that David Duke approached the real Ron Stallworth before the movie came out. And he's like, I'm afraid this movie's going to make me look foolish. And he's like, so what? He's like, fuck you. He's like, who cares?
Yeah, no shit.
He's like, fuck you. Eat a dick.
Racist.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
You are stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want?
But yeah, Black Klansman is...
the picture, the photo op.
Oh, yeah. How dare you touch me?
Oh my god. It was a really good movie. A little too early for me to say. It's one of those movies where for me I can't tell yet if it'll I know it will be in contention for the Oscars, clearly.
Probably,
but I don't know if it's actually worthy of winning.
I'm sure there's other stuff that's gonna probably top it. I'm just saying
when I see a movie, a lot of times I'll be like, that could easily win.
Right.
I didn't get that feeling from this, but it's still a really good movie. And the way Spike Lee framed it at the end to bring into Charlottesville basically nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. And to be honest, the movie came out on the anniversary weekend of Charlottesville from last year.
It was very powerful.
Yeah, it was. And it was... It shows you exactly right how relevant it is today and how much things haven't changed. John David Washington is Ron Stallworth's name his real name. He's great, and he's been
that's not his real name,
huh?
That was they used a different name.
No. I mean that's the actor's name.
Oh, the actor.
John David Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was on Ballers and stuff like that. He's been on Ballers,
I just started back up. Good show.
I never got around to watching it. I finally got around to watching a show you've been pestering me about a little bit, Big Mouth on Netflix.
Funny show.
Funny as shit.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait till season two comes out, whenever the hell that's going to be. Hopefully later this year.
Oh my God. Matt Groening's new show.
I got to watch it. Yeah, it just premiered this weekend. I got to watch it. It got mixed reviews, but if you think about it, Futurama and The Simpsons,
same deal.
You know, both were like, you know, if you look back at The Simpsons, the first few episodes were kind of shaky, but still funny. But
anyway, Black Klansman is kind of a, I'd say, for what's in the theater now, the must see.
Yeah, that and Mission Impossible,
are both
must sees. As for the future of must sees, Comic-Con was about a month ago, and they had a slew of trailers come out. The big one, I guess, would be Marvel wasn't there.
Right.
I would say the big one, I guess, was Aquaman. Was one of the big trailers. I liked the trailer, but I liked him in Justice League anyway.
Yeah,
so
it didn't do much for me, but I'm not.
I think the movie looks like it could be interesting. It could be, you know, sure. It's very much like a fantasy movie almost, you know, more than anything else. There was also Shazam, which is basically Big as a superhero.
Man, I had a chuckle at the trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be a good movie. I certainly don't have any expectations for it, but right. I did chuckle at the trailer. The images that were coming out, like, made it look so stupid.
Yeah.
But now I kind of get it.
Once you see it, and that's the same with any comic book movie. Once you see it in motion, it's like, oh, okay, it looks fine.
He looks that way for a reason.
Right, right, right. It's supposed to be ridiculous.
Right.
And it's basically Big as a superhero.
That's right.
And then there's Venom.
Fuck you, Venom.
B. Arthur stars as Venom. And that's how the song goes. And then there's Venom. No, Tom Hardy's Venom. And
who apparently is thinking of quitting acting.
What?
Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it's like he's tired of acting.
Oh, really? I know how he feels. So, but in three plays, I already know how he feels. Venom, I think Venom himself looks cool, but that movie just looks terrible.
It's going to be a movie.
And the script is just awful.
It'll be a movie.
You're going to roll down like a turd in the wind. Oh, what?
Yeah, it looks really bad and very, you know, from a plot perspective, extremely simplistic for what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I get that, you know, even in the comics he fights other symbiotes.
Yeah.
That's just the easy way to go.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me. Ever since the first thing, I haven't been blown away by it. And, you know, I'll go see it.
isn't that so sad? It's like, this movie looks like garbage. I'm going to go see it.
But well, I mean, that's how they can continue to make garbage.
Yeah.
You know, we buy into that stuff. So.
And I got to say, I got to be honest. I don't want to say this. I don't want to be the person
but
to
say
this. But
you got
to
say
it. But I have to say it. Bumblebee actually looks good.
Fuck you. It does not.
It actually looks good.
It doesn't. You're crazy.
And the only reason why I would go see it is because of who's directing it. It's Travis Knight, who directed Kubo and the Two Strings, is directing that.
Well, you can let me know how bad it is.
I will. A movie that looks terrible is...
Hey, B. Say hi to your father for me.
Is Alita Battle Angel. That movie looks terrible.
Alita.
That's Robert Rodriguez's movie with the cyborg girl.
Oh yeah, that looks terrible. Weird as shit. Yeah,
they're all coming out at the same time. Aquaman, Bumblebee, that. I think there's something else. Mary Poppins, I think, is coming out at the same time.
I also know how simplistically cliche this movie is, but I am looking forward to Peppermint. It's like, what if we take the Punisher and make her a woman? But I'm looking forward to it.
Oh god. When does that come out?
I don't know.
We were able to do The Accountant. Now let's take his ex-wife and make The Accountant too.
The Accountant was wonderful. I loved it.
The Accountant was great.
I loved it.
The Accountant was a lot of fun.
I hope they do another one.
They are. They're doing
another
one.
It was fantastic. That's one of those where if it's on TV, I'll stare at it.
It's a good movie. It was really good. I was surprised. Like that movie could have gone... any movie can do this. But when you saw the trailer, you're like, this movie could literally go one of two ways. It's either really good or it's god-awful.
Yeah.
Most movies you can see the trailer and go, oh, this is going to be a movie. Oh, that's going to be terrible. Okay. Any movies you're looking forward to this fall?
Man, I don't even know what's coming out.
I definitely want to see First Man, which is
First Man,
Ryan Gosling and Damien Chazelle.
What movie did I see where they previewed a few minutes of the movie in front of?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they showed it like, maybe it was The Meg. I can't remember anymore.
It probably was because IMAX. IMAX does
so
that.
So they actually showed like the first three to five minutes of the movie.
Nice. I definitely want to see that.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Ryan Gosling plays Neil Armstrong. It's basically the story of him going to space and stuff like that. I guess I'll go see A Star Is Born, I guess, with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I never saw the... Well, I mean, I don't even want to say the original because there's been so many iterations of it. There's been so many...
You're referring to the 70s version.
The 70s version with Barbra Streisand and Chris Christopherson. What else is coming out in the fall? I mean, like... Oh, I definitely want to see Bad Times at the El Royale.
Oh, yeah.
That looks great.
That does.
That looks great.
That does.
That's Drew Goddard.
And...
I'm sure there's something out there.
Oh yeah,
I'm forgetting.
There's I mean, because Entertainment Weekly just put out their fall thing, so there's a ton of movies coming out.
We'll have to do a preview.
Maybe we will.
We'll have to do a fall preview.
Paul Dano is his directorial debut is coming out, which is supposed to be good. But there's a lot of stuff that looks good. A lot of indie films coming out that look great. Oh, I want to see what's his face? Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight. His new movie's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That looks really
good.
It does look good,
yeah.
It's based on a James Baldwin
movie. But I feel terrible because I still haven't seen Moonlight.
You haven't seen Moonlight? I thought you did. I thought you saw it. No, sure. It's really good.
Yeah. I have no doubt. I
It wasn't my pick for Best Picture, but it was really good. It was a very good character study.
Yeah.
Mostly good movies.
It's been a decent year.
It's been okay. Yeah, it's been all right.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm hard pressed to really think of my favorite movie so far this year, but
I'd say Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible might be right up there.
And like I said, I don't count the Mr. Rogers movie because I keep documentaries separate personally.
That's really good.
Yeah, because most documentaries are really good. So it's just it's got to be its own separate thing. Yeah. But Mission Impossible, I loved Incredibles 2. I thought Incredibles 2 was fantastic.
Duh. Yeah. Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2. Yeah. And I like Black Klansman. So those are probably my three top ones so far this year. Oh, and of course, The Purge 4.
Oh, duh. That goes without saying. That's like the asterisk. Because in order to give the others a chance, you just kind of have to separate that.
Which I haven't even seen. I mean, was that like
saw
in the theater
all the
like
other
a week?
Ones, but I, yeah.
Well, it's because we saw those for free. Yeah. That was a movie designed for MoviePass.
Yeah. What's coming out that I just signed up a pass for? Oh, The Nun.
Oh, God.
The Nun.
God.
Looking forward to that.
I will say that trailer made me jump, though.
Yeah,
because the nun, she goes, hello, and then somebody goes, ah! Comes out from behind. Ah! This weekend, I want to see The Happy Time Murders.
Oh, yeah.
The R-rated puppet movie. I want to see it.
Maybe break that streak for Melissa
McCarthy. Oh, she's off of that anyway. She's off that streak anyway. She'll be good in that other movie, that drama that's coming out. How Can You Ever Forgive
Me? Oh, right.
That looks good.
That does look good.
But Happy Time Murders, again, it's like The Accountant. It could go one of two ways. It's either going to be fucking terrible or hilarious.
You're right. It won't be. It likely is not going to be anything in between.
No,
it's either going to be really good or really bad.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that one.
So that'll do it for this episode of the Hodgepodge Podcast. Next episode might be about my play, but if not, our fifth anniversary is coming up. The fifth anniversary of the Hodgepodge Podcast.
The Big 05.
So one of those two will be the next episode, and if I do the one with the play, then the fifth anniversary one will be the next episode after that. But thanks for listening, folks.